Shavua Tov. In this week's parsha, we learn about the rebellion of many people, a couple hundred people, against Moshe. And many of them are Levim. And they say to Moshe, you know, we see this as an inside job. You have Moshe, you took, you know, you're the king. And your brother, you made him the Kohen Gadol, the high priest. Why not us? Why can't we be the Kohen Gadol? According to some opinions, the suggestion was made that every single Rosh Chodesh, we should rotate. We have 12 Shvatim, 12 different tribes. Every single month, we should have a new leader, a new Kohen Gadol. Why did you give it to your brother, Aaron? It's clear you have an agenda. You have negios. You're biased. And that's why you gave him the title. And as Moshe is combating that, defending him to himself, he says the following words in the Perek Ted Zayin, Pasuk Zayin. He says, Rav lachem b'nei Levi. Rav lachem b'nei Levi. You have a lot. You have a lot already. Why are you going for more? Why are you searching for more? Why are you trying to grab onto more? Two words that are very similar to that are found at the beginning of Parshas Veschanan. In Sefer Devarim, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Vav, Moshe Rabbeinu is davening to Hashem, I want to go into Eretz Yisrael, let me in, let me in, let me in, I want to go. And Hashem says, Rav Lach. It's a lot. Al Tosef Daber Elayo B'Davar Hazeh. Don't speak to me anymore about this. And Chazal say, that Rav Lach, that Hashem said to Moshe, was comparing the words Rav Lachem that Moshe said to Korach and to his people. Just like Moshe said, Rav Lachem, it's enough already. You have a lot already. Don't talk more. Don't go after more. So too Hashem went back at Moshe and said, Rav Lach, Moshe, it's enough. You have a lot. Don't ask for any more. And at first glance, the two things have absolutely nothing to do with one another. It sounds like it's almost like a punishment. You, Moshe, you use those words, Rav Lachem? You told the people of Korach's assembly that it's enough, you have too much? Well, I'm going to tell you the exact same thing. Apples and oranges. Moshe was telling them, don't rebel. Don't go against the Torah. Don't go against Hashem. Later on, when Moshe was just pleading, please let me go into Eretz Yisrael. I just love this place. I want to do more mitzvahs. Let me in. Hashem said, well, since you said Rav Lachem, I'm going to say those same words back to you. Moshe didn't do anything wrong by asking. Korach was doing something wrong. He was rebelling. They were going after things that weren't connected, shaykh to them. So what's the connection between these two things? So I saw a beautiful answer by Rav Schwab in the Sefer Mayim Beis HaShoeva. And he says as follows, and he really highlights a very fundamental difference between the Kohanim and the Levim. And something that many of us experience often, and if we don't experience it so often now, we will experience it in the future. So hold on to this idea. It's very powerful. He says as follows. He says, what were the Levim that were rebelling? What exactly was it that they wanted? What was their motive? They really thought that Moshe Rabbeinu was doing an inside job with Aaron? Like, what was pushing them to make up that excuse? So he says, if you look at the difference between the Kohanim and the Levim, you see something very fascinating. The Kohanim, they get to wear fancy clothing. They get to look good. They get the first out of all ideas of Kedusha. It's a mitzvah, the Kiddushah. We give them the first aliyah. We let them bench. They get to eat from the korbanos. They get to go into certain parts of the Beis HaMikdash that no one else is allowed into. I mean, they get a lot of kavod, a lot of glory. How about those Levim, on the other hand? What do they have to do? They have to schlep the Mishkan. The Mishkan was very heavy. They had to schlep it, schwitzing, you know, through the Midbar, through the desert. Finally, when they get to where they have to get to, they have to put up the whole thing. They were constructing, they're in the construction business. It was rough. It was very, very difficult. And then once the Mishkan is all assembled, right, So what do the Kohanim, they come by in their nice clothing, and they say, excuse me, you're not allowed to be here. This is the Machaneh for the Kohanim. Levim aren't allowed in this area, the Machaneh Ashchina. Goodbye. So how do you feel, think the Levim felt from all this? They're working like animals, day in and day out. It's very hard, and they get nothing for it. They get no honor, they get no glory, they don't get to wear the nice clothing, they don't get first in line. They don't get that plaque on the wall. They don't get honored. It's quite difficult. So we can understand very well why the Levim were looking for excuses to try to say, well, maybe we could be the Kohanim. Maybe we could, at least once a month. You know, once a month they give it to me, and the next tribe another month. So at least once a year we get to get that glory. Comes along Moshe, and he says to them, Rav Lachem. Rav Lachem, as Rashi explains, Davar Gadol. Rav means you have a lot. You have a tremendous amount. What is that you have? Because when people work and they invest in something, even if at the end of the day they don't get honored, they're not going to be the honoree at the dinner. They're not going to be that person that everyone pats on the back and says, oh, it was all because of you that the trip was amazing. It was all because of you that the yeshiva is flourishing. It was all because of you that the student body is so good. Whatever it is. Something we invested, even if we don't get that pat on the back. But because of the hard work that we put in, lishma, for the purpose of just producing good things, the reward is rav. The reward is tremendous. When you don't get that pat on the back, you don't get that big yasher koach, sometimes the reward is even greater because you put in all the work, you put in all the effort, and the thing happened. It's because of you. Does anyone know that it's because of you? No. Are you the one able to make a famous speech that could go viral on social media? No. But you put in all the work. And you know, sometimes you're sitting there and you're watching that guy give the speech and you're like, I can't believe it. Everyone is going to think it was all because of him. He did nothing. He walked in at the last minute and he gets the whole thing. And it's killing you and it's eating you up inside. That's what happened to the tribe of Levi. It was bothering them that they were working so hard and the Kohanim were getting the glory. They were getting the cover. They were getting the honor. Says Moshe, Rav Lachem. You have a lot. You have a lot of reward, specifically because you're doing it lishma, you're doing it for the sake of Hashem, for the service of God. Comes Moshe, fast forward, he wants to go into Eretz Yisrael. And he says to Hashem, let me in. I carried these people the whole way from Egypt till this point. They were big pain in the neck. They were complaining, they were causing me problems. The entire time, all I did was help them and save them from being wiped out. And I did everything for them. Let me in. Let me see Eretz Yisrael. Let me see where it's all at. This is what we were doing for all the hard work for this, to get here. Let me in, please. Let me experience the glory. And Hashem says, just like you said, Rav Lachem, just like you told the Levim, that all their hard work is a lot and worth it just for the work that you put into it, even if you don't experience the glory, Rav Lach. The same thing is to you, Moshe. You have a lot. All of the tircha, all of the work that you put in is amazing. You have all the schar. You don't need to go in and experience the glory. It's not all about that. And this is something that I'm sure all of us have experienced, whether it was in school, whether it's in our families, whether it's in relationships. And it's something that Bezrat Hashem we're going to experience in the future. Specifically when you start to work with the community and you try to be mashpia, you try to influence people, you try to help people, you try to do a lot of good things. Very often, the guy who's doing all the work gets none of the kavod. It's like, it's automatic. I don't know, it's like Hashem put it into the world this way. The guy that's putting in the late hours and the guy that's putting in the phone calls and he's schlepping and he's busy and hard and taking all the complaints, very rarely does that guy get the spotlight. And sometimes it causes a lot of jealousy. And you could be working in your children's school and you could be helping the school body and the teacher body and fundraising or whatever it is so that your children's school could be successful. And no one appreciates that you did all this. And no one is coming over to you and saying, Yasher Koach. And most of the time, people say, you know what? Forget it. I'm not doing this again. I am not investing anymore in the hard work if no one appreciates me at the end. And they jump ship. But on that, the Torah is telling us, Rav Lachem. Rav Lach. You have to remember that all the hard work, sometimes when we don't get the glory, and we don't get the Yasher Koach at the end, and we don't get the honoree, is even more important. And it's getting us more schar, more reward for that. Because we're doing it for the sake of heaven. So we have to try to remind ourselves when we embark on all of these types of actions, especially on behalf of Klal Yisrael, on behalf of the community, why are we doing it? Are we doing it so at the end of the day, some email goes out about us, or the front cover of a newspaper, or the whole world thinks I'm famous? Is that why we're going and doing it? Or no? We're doing it because we want to help my wife, my child, my friend, my roommate, my teacher, my school, my children's school, my community, the entire Jewish people. That's why we're doing it. We're doing it for the sake of Hashem. We're doing it for, this is right, and that's why I'm doing it. I'm going to get no money, and I'm going to get no pat on the back. But it's worth it, because this is the right thing. Okay, this is a high level. But when you do that, even if you don't get that covered at the end of the day, we have to remember that was the fault of the assembly of Korach. Because they went with the covered. They said, we want to be the Kohen Gadol. We want to be the one wearing the clothing. We want the first Aliyah. And Moshe said, Rav Lachem. You have so much already. You have so much schar, so much reward. Forget it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Just give it up. And that was the message that Hashem said to Moshe as well when he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. You have so much. Now, Moshe struggled with this on some level. That's why he had to be told Rav Lach. These Levim, who were gedolim, they were tremendous people. They struggled with it. So we see that it's a real struggle, even by great giant people. Like you guys. So even by the giants, you're going to struggle. So we always have to remind ourselves about every single thing that we're doing to make sure that we're aligned with why we're doing what we're doing. And always the Yetzer Hara is going to creep in, the kavod and the honor and the glory, and go for it because of this, go for that. And then if we don't get it, we're going to be disappointed. But we have to remember that that's not what it's about. And on the contrary, the main reward that we have the potential of receiving is when we don't get the reward at the end of the day. And we don't get the acknowledgement. And we don't get the fame. But we put in the work, we put in the schwitz, we invested our time and effort, and the thing worked. That's where our schar is. And we have to be happy about it. It's a little private, and it's a little bit difficult. But that's where it's at. We should all be zoche to continue to invest, to continue to push, to continue to toil. Even if we don't see the fame right away, and if we don't see the fame ever. But we should remember why we're doing it and what we're doing it for. And Be'ezer Hashem, besides the amazing schar that we'll get, we'll also have tremendous siyata d'shmaya, divine help, in order to accomplish tremendous things. Shavua Tov.